Okay, now do one thing. Okay, now I don't remember today. We have to start from which part?
I think that today we start from day five.
Day five, okay.
Yeah, the seventh step practice, Roger.
Okay, now you can tell them that today we will start the seventh step. Okay, seven steps. Yeah, so last time we finished our first two steps, isn't it?
Yeah, last time you finished teaching the offering and the frustration.
Okay. So now we will start from third. Okay, now the third steps. Okay, you can tell that. Okay, now the third step is quite simple. The third step is now purifying. Okay, purifying or a purification. Okay, third step is the purification. Purification of our negative sense. Okay. Now, purification of the negative sense. There are many ways of the purification of the negative sense. There are many ways of the purification. So there are many ways of the purification. So here, I will tell you the one of the easiest and the one of the most best purification practice. Usually you can see that. I think you remember that when I give the Avalokiteshvara teaching, also there is also the purification of the negative sense. So in the I think in the sadhana also, I think you can see the purification in that in the Avalokiteshvara also. That the point is that the every now the purification is the to receive the blessings of the Buddha. Most important thing is the purification is the most important thing. Without the purification, we cannot receive the blessings properly. Yeah, so that's why the purification is the one important thing.
Yes,
So
sir.
that's why the that's why I so that's why the in the seven steps now the after the visualizing the merit field, now we are come to the third step, isn't it? Third step. First step is a prostration offering, then purification of the negative sense. Yeah, now there every religion have a different ways of the purification. So it's a very simple way. Simple way it's just like that. From Buddhist point of view, purification you need a very you need a few steps for so when you have to purify the negative sense, there are a few steps you have to follow. Yeah, so now the first step that whenever you do the purification, what you have to do is the first you have, should have the regret of the committing the all the negative sins what you have done. Okay, now okay. Yeah, so that a purification. So that's why for the regret. The second step is that now what you have to do is after the regret, then what you have to do is then you are to for the purification of the purification of the negative sin, then you can visualize the merit field. And after the visualizing the merit field, then you can recite by any mantra. Most of the best mantra is that you can receive the Vajrasattva mantra.
What mantra again, huh?
Vajrasattva mantra. The Vajrasattva mantra, they have the two Vajrasattva mantra. One, the long one and the short one. They are the two types of the Vajrasattva mantra. Long mantra have 100 syllables. Long mantra have 100 syllables. The short mantra have only, I think, 5 or 6 syllables. So short mantra of the Vajrasattva is Om Vajrasattva Hum. That is the short mantra of the Vajrasattva. Yeah, Om Vajrasattva Hum. So this is how you after chanting the that mantra. You are after chanting the that mantra, then you can visualize the white rays as the same as before. White rays coming from the merit field. This is the procedure is the same as before. Then white rays enters into your body, which helps you the dissolve, which helps you when after the white ray enter into your body and which dissolve after entering your body, then you have to visualize that that white ray have eliminated the all of the your negative sins or negative karma. And this is a procedure is the same. Procedure is the same as the before what you done. The procedure is the same. So now the what you have to do, now the one thing that the procedure what you have to do is the same as the before, okay? Now same as the before. This is the now the way of the purification, okay? Purifying the your negative sin, okay? So as I told you before, when you're doing the negative purification, so they are the few indication might you will have when you have the when you are the negative karma has decreased, you will have a few indications of the signs. Yeah. So I think I told that last time, isn't it? Yeah. So the one thing. Yeah. So that this is the way the So this is the way of the purifying the your negative sense. The purification is the most important thing of the purification. Most important thing of the purification is that the most of the important thing is the whatever your negative karma sin you have done, that you should have the regret is the most important thing while you are having the negatives. What negative sins you have committed, you should have the regret. So when you have no regret for your committing negative sin, it will little bit difficult to purify your negative sins.
Yes,
so once you cannot remember any negative sins which you have committed, you can think that which negative sins you have committed unknowingly in the past life or this life, you can think like that way. Okay, this is the way how you, this is the one way of the purification of the negative sins, okay? Now you know the steps, isn't it? Now you know the steps how you have to purify your negative sins. Now there are the few. This is now the few ways or few steps how you have to purify your negative sins. Okay? Now the most important thing. What the most important thing is the one you have the negative sins of purifying the negative. The most important thing is purifying the negative sin is that to receive the Buddha's blessing. That if you are not purified your negative sins, then it is not you will not able to receive the Buddha's blessing properly. So now here the when you are now the with the purification is the more the second. Now don't think that when you know that you can purify the negative sins, don't feel that committing the negative sin is not a big issue, because you don't think that you can purify the negative sins. Yeah, those only thing that you can purify the negative sins and committing the negative sin is not a big issue. Don't think that way. Okay? Because it's just like that, when you have a cup, if it is not broken, then it is very good. If the cup is broke, when you broke your cup and after the fixing the broken cups, it won't be the same as the unbroken cup. Okay? There is one story. Okay? There is two temples. One temple become very rich. One temple remained very poor. Now the priest of the poor temple started to go to see the rich temple, and he wanted to know how they become very rich. The poor temple went to see the rich temple, went to the rich temple, and he want to know that how they become very rich. So he just went as a discuss as a very ordinary people. He just discussed as a very ordinary people, and he went to that rich temple, and he want to find it out that how they become very rich. Now what happened is that now he saw the secret of how they become very rich. Because in that rich temple, priest of that rich temple. Now the priest of that rich temple, he have one secret to making the money in the temple. Yeah, it's his secret is like that. So his secret he saw is that now in that the rich temple, the priest of that rich temple was sitting on the top of the altar, sitting in the temple. So one man approached to near of that priest.
One man approach?
Yeah, one man came towards that priest. Okay, then that man have told that priest that he have killed one man. He have killed one man, so he have committed a very heavy negative sin, what to do. That priest told him not to worry. You don't have to worry. Give me $1, your sin will be purified. Yeah, so I think I'm telling the story.
Yes, Yala.
Yeah. So the story is just like that. So that now the one man have told that the priest that he have killed the one man, one human. So priest told him that no, he don't have to worry. He asked that gentleman that give him $1, then his sin will be purified. Then another man approached to the dead priest. The another man had told him that now he had committed two sins. He stole the bike. Also, he killed that one animal. He had told that he had committed the two sins. So what happened is that after he proving that he had committed the two sins, he told that this don't worry. Just you can give him the $2, then these the two sin will be purified. Okay. Now the priest of the poor temple now know the technique. Now the priest of the poor temple, when he came back to his own temple, now he started a new thing. So what happened is that one man came to the dead priest of the poor temple. He told that he had committed the one negative sin. He stole one bike from his neighbor. So he had done the one negative sin. He committed the one negative sin. Now the second priest told him that now give me $5. Give me $5. You have committed the one negative sin, give me $5, then commit the four more negative sins. Now you can go and commit the four more negative sins. Yeah. So same thing, it's like, yeah, purifying the negative sin is not like that way, okay? From Buddhist point of view, purifying the negative sin is everything you should run from the your side, okay? That's the Buddhist way of the purification, okay? Yeah, this is the Buddhist way of the purification. You don't have to tell someone, or you don't have to do anything. You can just do the what I told. Okay. This is the Buddhist way of the purification. Yeah. So that's why, as I told you before, now the purification, there are the few steps of the purification. So you, and I think now you have all understand the, how to follow this or few steps of purification. Yeah, so now this is the way of the purification. Now this is, I think, the purification, the third step what you have to do, the purification. Yeah, so this purification. So that's another few steps what you have to follow is that to the purify the negative, there are a few ways you have to follow, as I told you before. Okay, now here just look at the book. Okay, now here look at the book. Now look at the book and now look for the offering. Now there is $1 offering. Then look at the book, okay? Now can you see that the mandala offering? So mandala offering is something like that. So here, did you get the offering in the book? Yeah.
Is it in day 5, Yala?
Yeah, it's in day 5. Can you see the seven limb prayers? Mandala
yes.
offering is a seven limb offerings. We are now day 5. Just
is it the second limb?
Yeah. Yeah, second limb. Yeah, second limb. Yeah, offering. Yeah,
yes.
That's right. Yes, I got. You can see the offering. They call the flowers, and there you can see the lambs or the incense. So there are the different offerings. You can see, you know. Usually mandala offering is something like that. Whenever you start visualizing the marriage film, then you can start with the mandala offering, okay? Okay. Mandala, actually the mandala is a Sanskrit word. Mandala, which means the taking the essence. Yeah, essence, yeah, you get? No. Yeah. So the other thing is mandala means also this 10 sweet words stand for the center. And taking the essence or the center, or it's called the circling center. Now, whenever you do the manual offering, now the, I think last time I did that, I don't know how to do the hand position, hand mudra, okay, when you offer the manual. Now, the most important thing is that you have to understand the meaning of that, okay, that's very important. This is, okay, meaning of the center is the main symbol of the mount, okay, this is the mount, mountain, okay. Now you can see they are the four fingers, you can see the four, the crossing fingers, each of the side, you can see the four crossing fingers. Four crossing fingers, it's the symbol of the, it's a four continent.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, from the Buddhist mythological story, we see that the center, there is a mountain, surrounded there are the four continents. That's come from the Buddhist mythological stories. Okay. But in the reality, you have to think that you are offering the whole the universe for the merit field. You are offering the whole the universe. When you offer the whole universe to the merit field, there is nothing left to you. Yeah, this is the way how you detach from the material things. Yeah.
Detach from what, Yala?
Detach from the materials. Detach from the external things.
Yes.
So detach from the external thing, you have to offer the mentally, you can offer that to hold the universe to the merit field. Otherwise, the other thing is that when you hold all the universe to the merit field, this is the one of the most strongest way to accumulate the merit. Now this is a symbol of the universe. You are mentally, you are offering, okay? Mentally you have to offer, not physically. Okay, then as I told you before, now the mentally when you offer, now the physically you don't have to do anything. Okay, everything's first start from the mental. Okay, so that's why now that this way, now the one other, now that there's other meanings of this symbol, okay? There's also another meanings of this symbol. Other meanings of the symbol is that line. Now you can see that the center, there's a two finger. Center, the two fingers, that when you have the, in every of the Buddhist practice, whatever the Mahayana practice should come in the two points. Practice of the bodhicitta and the practice of emptiness. This is the two main point practice of the Buddhism. So that's why the ancient, the Malaripa have said the one thing. He have nothing to offer to his guru. He will offer his own practice to his guru. So these two fingers signify that you are offering your own practice to the merit field, two practices of the bodhicitta and the practices of the emptiness. Yeah, clear, isn't it? Okay. So, okay, now you got the symbol. Now, whenever you do the any offerings of the mental offering, you just visualize that you are offering the whole the universe and the, your own practice to the merit field. Okay, you have seen the mudra. No, it's a simple. No, it's not very difficult. Yeah. So after that, when you have the dissolving the merit field, after the offer, then when you have to break this mudra, you have to turn this way. Okay, when you have to break. This is a symbol of that you are receiving the blessings of the merit field, okay? Like this way, okay, when you are preparing the mudra, okay, this way. Okay, now after the, when you have to break the mudra, you have to break this way, okay? It's to just to receive the blessings, it's a symbol of the receiving the blessing, okay? Okay, now look at the book, okay? Now look at the book. Now when you pray, that there is a prayer, okay, you can do all this purpose when you offer, yeah? You can see that the prayers. Oh yeah, you can see that I offer the victorious one, exquisite flowers, thrice garland, and the clash of the candles, the best of the lotion, a parasol of the oil, and choice of incense. You see these prayers?
Yeah, I see it, Yana.
Yeah. Yes, you can see these prayers. Okay, as you can see in the book. Okay, these prayers. If you can't say all these prayers, just you can go through the last two lines, okay? I pay this homage, making this offering by the power of the my faith in the noble deeds. You can say that last two.
Yes,
So that, can you see that at the last two lines, I pay homage, making this offering by the power of my faith in noble deeds. So, yeah. So there's a saying, there's a one word in the Bible, in the Jesus one, there's a one word in the Bible that Jesus have said the one thing, that the faith can move a mountain. So same thing, therefore all these offerings should come from your faith. Once the faith is the most important thing whenever you do the any offerings, okay? So that's why when you have a strong more faith, you can have the more, I mean, the result. So that's why, yeah, faith is one of the strongest point, I mean, the strongest point, or faith is one of the main important key. Main important key, okay? When you have to generate the faith for the someone, then most important thing is analysis is very important. When you have the faith or devotion to the someone, you need to analyze this, and this is very important. Okay. When you have to trust someone, when you have to devote someone, then analysis is a very important part. If without analyzing, you should not generate a faith to someone. You should not trust someone. When you have to generate the faith on the merit field, the analysis is not required, because it's the beyond of the analysis. We cannot see the merit field. It's beyond of the analysis. But the human is a very strange, but human nature is a very strange. The human will try to do the analysis that what they can't see. They will not do the analysis that what they can see. So that's why it's like even in the guru, you can see the guru. So analysis is very important. For the analyzing the guru is very important, because the guru you can see. So that's why they say that there's a very good saying that every human's character is the interpreter of their thought. Every human's character is the interpreter of their thought. When you do the analysis of the others, first look at their character, then you will understand how that person thinks. So that's why the guru, what you can see, the friend, what you can see, to generate the faith on these things, guru, and when you have to generate the faith, devotion to your guru, first analysis is very important. Yeah, so even if you have to generate on the faith on the Buddha, you need to analyze this is very important. But we can follow the Buddha's character. There are so many of the, I mean, the we have so many of the source to look at the Buddha's character, Buddha's way of the living. There are so many source. But when you look at the merit field, now it's beyond the analysis. We have no any source. To find the character of the merit field, there is no any sources. So it's a beyond of the analysis. So we have to just generate the faith without analyzing.
Yeah. The merit field.
So as I told you before, human nature is very strange. They will try to do the analysis that what they can't see. They won't do analysis what they can see. So yeah, analysis is important to generate the faith, but the over analysis is not good. So there is a one man who used to do the analysis at every point. So he got the land in the one of the apple field. He got a job in the apple field. Nepali, there is a one language for the apple. We call the apple for the sow. Very strange. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, fine. So he got a job in the apple field. So his master told him to pluck apples from tree. Yeah. So that the master gave him the two buckets, one big bucket and one small bucket. So master told him that just pick the big apples and put that in the big bucket. Just pick the small apples and pick that in the small bucket. After saying that, master left for another village. After the evening, master came back from the other village. So he just went to his own apple field. So when he went to the apple field, he was very surprised to see that man have not plucked a single apple. He was just sitting in front of the two buckets, that big bucket and the small bucket, but he had not plucked one single apple. So he was very surprised and told that that man, that the wife, why you have not picked the apples? Because you are not clear with my instruction or what? So what happened is that now he told that man had told the master that I got your instruction very clear. I know that I have to pick the big apples and put in the big bucket. I have to pick the small apple and put that in the small bucket. Yeah, I got your instruction very clear. Yeah, but the problem, I was just analyzing about what I have to do with the medium size of apple. So same thing, like this is over-analysis, okay? This is not required, okay? This is over-analysis. So that's why here, when you have to generate the faith on the merit field, now don't do the analysis. When you have to generate the faith on your guru or the someone, what you can see, then do the analysis, okay? That's the two things you have to understand. Now come to the page, okay? Now you can see the two last lines, okay? I pay this homage, making offering by the power of my faith in the noble deeds. Yeah, truly. If you can't say the whole prayers, you can say the last two lines, okay, this prayer. You have to say this prayer. Okay, every offering like this, when you are offering, they should be the strong faith inside of you, whenever you offer this mandala, okay? Yeah, the faith. So when you have a strong faith, then everything is possible. As I told you before, the faith can move the mountain. So every prayer, then it will become possible when you have a strong faith. So you can see that when you have a strong faith on the very sacred fields, it will multiply. When you have we have the one sacred fields, like a Buddha's relic or like that. When you have a strong faith on Buddha's relic, then it will multiply. So yeah, so this is all the Buddha relics. It can multiply. It will multiply when you have a strong faith, and when you have a strong faith on these, then these will multiply. When you have no faith on the relic, it won't multiply. Yeah. So even in the we have sacred fields. They also, when you have a strong faith on these sacred fields, it will multiply. When you have not a very strong faith on the sacred fields, it won't multiply. Because it's quite strange when it this pills, when we keep and it multiplies. From scientific point of view, it is very difficult to explain how it multiplies. So now that's the day, but it multiplies, but we can see. It's multiplied, that's what we can see. I think you have heard about the multiplies of the Buddha's relics. I think you have heard about it. Have you heard?
Yes, Gala, I heard of it.
Yeah, you heard. So this also, like from scientific point of view, there is no right explanation for that.
Yes, yeah.
Because it multiplies because of your faith.
Yes.
In the Bible, he said that the faith can move the mountain. But I will say that faith can multiply the relics. I will change that. I will say that faith can multiply the relics. Yeah, the point is a very simple, that the faith has some extraordinary power. That's a very simple. I think, so there were so many of the like these stories. I mean, there are so many real incidents which the strong faith ever brings a lot of the results in their life. The faith can bring a lot of the positive results in our life. Faith can bring. Yeah, in the reality, the real miracles comes from your inside, your faith. It brings the real miracles, not from the outside. Okay? Because India is, for example, in India, is the land of the Buddhists and non-Buddhists. So, in India, there's a lot of the non-Buddhist practitioners who have a very strong faith on their own deities and a God. They will get a very strange, I mean, they will also obtaining a very positive results of that. So miracles and everything comes when you have a strong faith. And from inside, don't think that the miracles is coming something from the outside, okay? Most of people make one big mistake on this point. Now don't think that when you have a strong faith, don't think that the money will multiply, okay? Okay, so yeah, so faith, yeah. So that's why you can just look at the book, okay? Now you can see that the two lines that whenever you start with the offering, just say these two play lines, okay? Okay, now can you just read those last two lines, okay? The I pay homage in the Vietnamese, yeah? Can you just read that two lines? Yeah, so you can see that by the power of the my faith in the noble deeds, when you have a faith in the noble deeds, that's a one different thing, okay? Okay, yes. Now, okay, now whatever you do now, the forms, prayers and everything, whether when you have a generated very strong faith, it will bring a lot of the inner positive energy in your body. It will generate a very strong positive energy on our body. Yeah, so maybe now we will stop here today. Now do the what the practice is, okay? What I told, now we finished in the seven limbs, we finished the three limbs, isn't it? Prostration, offering, purification. Yeah, negative sin purification, isn't it? Yes. So we finished the three things. Third, yeah, okay. Third is also confession. We can call the confession of your negative sins. Oh, negative sins. When you do the confession of the negative sin, you have to think that you are confessing the negative sins of all of the sentient beings. Okay. Okay. Today I will stop here. Okay.